It's time to talk some football, and to do that, we're joined by Brian McLaughlin of Hero Sports. Brian, a good afternoon to you, my friend.
Hey, Rich. How you doing, sir?
Well, I'm doing just great. Getting into the thick of it here. Things are heating up a bit in the FCS ranks, and let's go back to last week. I want to talk about three teams that made pretty loud statements this week, and let's start with the sometimes beleaguered Jacksonville State, who said loud and clear, put us in the conversation.
Yeah, they look, you know, after week one, when they lost to Southeastern Louisiana, you know, we, I think some people were already ready to write them off. It's kind of an annual discussion topic around the country with Jacksonville State. And here, you know, they had that kind of head-scratching loss in week one. And then the next question was, all right, what do they do with three straight home games against, you know, pretty good FCS teams? And it's turned out to be pretty good for them. And I think they're going to win this weekend too. And they'll be 3-1, you know, in non-conference games. And not a bad way to bounce back. You know, the beating Eastern Washington is no small feat, even though Eastern Washington's not quite what they were last year. I think that's a big confidence booster for the Gamecocks.
Another team that had an awfully good week, clearly inspired by you being the only one out there to put them in the top 25. How about the Citadel?
Yeah, the Citadel. You know, they had a pretty good start to the year, regardless of being 1-2. I mean, they went toe-to-toe with a full-strength Towson team, and you know, they, you know, obviously played Elon tough, and both those games could have been wins. And then they go to Georgia Tech and take down, you know, a Power Five program, which they've done that from time to time in their school history over the last 20, 30 years. Actually, they've done it a couple times, but that was a big win for them. And I think it reinforces that program is playoff caliber. You know, they did return 10 starters on offense, and they got a 2,000-yard career rusher transfer from Sam Houston State in Remus Bulmer. So, you know, they looked good on paper in the preseason, and I really do think that that's a Southern Conference contender and probably a playoff team.
Well, the other statement game we got to see up close and personal here in Orono last week, the Towson Tigers, you thought early on when they lost Shane Simpson that it could go south for him fast, but I was so impressed with Towson on both sides of the football last week.
Yeah, they really look like a monster, and it's really unfortunate what happened to Shane. And if you think back to how Towson beat the Citadel in week one, you know, Shane had three touchdowns in that game. The fact that they were able to do what they did in your neck of the woods, I think, kind of screams that this is a, you know, probably a top five team, you know, probably a playoff type team. If they can continue to do this, even without Shane, which to me, Shane Simpson's the best all around, all purpose player in the nation. You know, when you think about all the Swiss Army knife ways he can hurt you. In the return game, catching the ball out of the backfield. He's a very, you know, very big part of the running game. And for them to do what they did without him, it's amazing. So, statement game. And there's a couple coming up for Towson, too. So we'll see how good they are.
Well, there sure are. And let's take a look at some of the games of this week and start right there with a battle of unbeatens in the CAA. 3-0 Towson, 3-0 Villanova. Now, Villanova, you could argue, hasn't really played anybody yet, but we know they're better than people thought they were going to be.
They are. You know, in the preseason, I think the biggest question with them was, okay, we know this team is good on defense perennially. I mean, it's just, I know when they've played tougher competition, when they've been healthy, because they've battled injuries the last couple of years, the offense, you always kind of wondered, okay, what are we going to see with the offense? And you know, Daniel Smith moved in from Campbell 2 years ago. Daniel Smith, I think he's going by Danny Smith now at quarterback for Villanova. But 2 years ago to Campbell, when they were in the Pioneer League, which is non-scholarship football, as a freshman, he was a 1,000-yard passer, 1,000-yard rusher. So, you know, obviously the kid can play. But I was curious to see, okay, first of all, can he get the starting job at Villanova? And second of all, what can a guy that dominated the Pioneer League do against, you know, against CAA competition. And I think so far, now granted, they've been playing non-conference competition so far, but I think Daniel's proven he can run the show at Villanova, and Covington can run the ball. And that balances with that awesome defense. That's a pretty good program right there, I think.
Well, it should be a good game this week. I was impressed last week. Mostly, we knew what Tom Flacco could do, but I was really surprised at how good the Towson defense was.
Yeah, and that was really the big question last year. You know, yes, they can hang 45 on just about anybody, but are they going to give up 45? And that's not quite what we've seen so far. You know, it's tough to defend the Citadel, you know, and what they do. And they did a pretty good job of it, better than Georgia Tech did.
Mm.
You know? So, yes, they have definitely come around. They have some pretty special players. You know, people forget that, like, Ricky DeBerry, for instance, you know, started out his career at Oklahoma. He was like a 4, maybe even a 5-star recruit. I remember back when I covered recruiting at the Sporting News, going back five years ago, he was a big name recruit. Well, he's a big time player for Towson now as a grad transfer. That's the kind of talent they have on defense, and that's why I think they could be, you know, a real contender this year.
Well, the guy we were impressed with, who just became eligible, is the big transfer from Michigan, Ronald Johnson.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, I think you get guys like that, and it's a game changer. And there's a noticeable difference with this Towson team. I mean, think about the fact that they went to the playoffs last year, and they got hammered by Duquesne. Granted, the weather was terrible, but it was terrible for both teams. And all of a sudden, they're able to kind of put it all together on defense and look this good. So, key transfers never hurt, do they, Rich?
No, they do not. We're talking with Brian McLaughlin of Hero Sports. Another big game this week. North Dakota State ventured out of the Fargo Dome, went down to Delaware, and took care of business. Now they've got a top five opponent coming to their place with UC Davis. How do you size that one up?
I'm really curious about UC Davis. You know, in the preseason, we saw this as one of the best games, you know, best non-conference matchups that we had in the country. We really felt like this would be, you know, would tell us a lot. And now, because UC Davis, you know, really should have lost to San Diego, a Pioneer League team that is actually kind of rebuilding, it makes us wonder a little bit about UC Davis. So I think both programs, this is one we're keeping an eye on. North Dakota State has looked really good through three. I don't think Delaware is very good. I think they should never have been in the poll. They're still in the poll. They should not be in the poll. They're completely rebuilding. I don't know why, you know, that was played up as a ranked game. It was not that level of a game. And so they really haven't been challenged through three games. You know, what will they do when they face a team like UC Davis and then get into the Missouri Valley gauntlet? Because the next six games for NDSU is going to tell us everything we want to know about this team. I think it could be a challenge this weekend. And if it's not a challenge for the Bison, they're scarier than we thought. That's what I'm thinking.
Also, another interesting game this weekend. Elon has been playing very good football, and they venture into the FBS ranks this week to take on Wake Forest.
Yeah, I was curious about that one, and then I took a real hard look at Wake Forest, and I think that might be a tall order for them. Elon's pretty good. I don't think this is a 45-0 type game, but I don't know that there's an opportunity there quite like there was with the Citadel going to Georgia Tech. You know, part of what happened, by the way, at Georgia Tech is they're retooling their offense after nearly a decade of the triple option. So they just, you know, that the Citadel got them at a good time. Wake Forest is actually playing some pretty good ball, you know. So I bet it's a good one for a half, and then, you know, the usual P5 depth takes over in that one and distances itself there in the second half.
Can Central Arkansas make a little magic out against the Rainbow Warriors in Hawaii?
You know, I brought up that trip to Coach Brown, Coach Nathan Brown, on our FCS Coaches Corner a couple weeks ago. I said, Coach, are you going to treat that like a bowl game? And are all the players going to wear a lei and going to go hula dancing at night? And he goes, nah. He goes, but he did say, he goes, we do try to keep in mind that this is a unique experience for our kids, and we will have some fun, but we are going out there to win this game, you know. And, yeah, you know, you ask if they have a chance. Yeah, I think it could be interesting if you think about Duquesne going out there last year and really gave them a game for a while out in Hawaii. I think Central Arkansas could do the same. That might be a fun one to keep an eye on.
Well, it's going to be a fun weekend, as always, in FCS football. Follow Hero Sports and Brian, of course, for all the latest information. See what he's thinking come Saturday night when it's time to cast that ballot for next week. Brian, we appreciate it, as always. Enjoy the games, and we'll check in with you again next Thursday.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you having me on.
That's Brian McLaughlin of Hero Sports here on Downtown.